Welcome to the Hawk to Hawk podcast. I'm your host, Eden Fritz-Aguirre. In this podcast, I sit down with you, Heart Alum, to see all of the amazing things that Hawks do once they spread their wings and work to better their community. And this Hawk is a good one. Today, we have the pleasure of meeting Jackson Olson. Jackson graduated from the University of Hartford in 2020 with his Bachelor of Business Administration, where he was a member of the Hartford Hawks baseball team, the Barney Leadership Council, the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, and was an October 2019 recipient of the Allen L. Beck Academic Achievement Award, which is presented to the top academic baseball player at the University of Hartford. After UHART, Jackson received his Master of Business Administration degree from Stetson University in 2021. Now you may know Jackson as a social media influencer and a player for the Savannah Bananas. Jackson, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. It's such a pleasure to have you. And you're also just coming from your own social media workshop, so you must be exhausted.
No, not really. I mean, that's kind of what I love talking about this now, so it's not even work. It's more fun.
That's great to hear. But I'd love to give you the opportunity, although I gave a little bio, please tell us about yourself and your work with the Savannah Bananas.
So I basically started with the Bananas. I started with them in August of last year. And the way I got in the team was I posted a couple of TikToks about how cool I thought the team was, the crazy team, the Savannah Bananas. And the owner, Jesse Cole, reached out to me basically right after and said, how can we work together? Is there a way that we can work together somehow? And it started out, I was just going to come for a couple of weekends or maybe even one weekend for one show, one game, make content. And it turned out that now I'm part of the team, but that wouldn't have happened if we didn't have a phone call together where I said, Jesse, I can also play baseball. So if he didn't know that I could play baseball, I would have just gone there and made content. So I guess that's where I learned firsthand, like, hey, if you want something, you got to go say what you want. You got to say it. Like, you can do it as much as you want, but until you say it to someone, like, it might not happen. So I learned that pretty quickly. And then now I'm on the team.
That's incredible. And I mean, you kind of alluded to it here, but I mean, how has social media impacted your career?
In a massive way. So Alex Curry, who was my leadership professor when I was a senior, it was the first class where I had to get up and really talk in front of my class from a creative standpoint and not from an objective standpoint of finance, accounting, or marketing, where you're kind of, I mean, marketing was a little bit more creative than accounting and finance, but I really had to get out of my comfort zone with her in that class. And so I started social media and I started TikTok, and that's kind of when I realized I don't have to be this hard-nosed baseball player who's a student who cares about winning and cares about grades. I can care about that and I can have that, but I can also post on social media and have that aspect of my life. Like, I'm not going to play baseball forever, which is funny that that's why I started social media. But now it's led me to playing baseball again.
Right.
So the thing that I said, like, I told myself, oh, I got to start social media for a number of reasons, but one of them being that I can't play anymore. And now it's led me there. So it's crazy.
That is super cool. And we were kind of just mentioning it, and you're talking about how, you know, that in-class experience really impacted you. But I'd love to know how your two business admin degrees have helped you with your work on social media.
It's definitely helped. And I said this a little bit before in the workshop. It helped me with time management and helped me with professionalism and with speaking. And it helped me with all the skills that you learn through doing the assignments. Like, I'm not sure if I don't remember a ton of, and I know all college students can attest to this, you don't remember exact lessons you did and exact questions on tests. But what you remember is, how did that professor change my life and impact my life? How did that class make me do homework when I maybe didn't want to? And that's kind of what changed everything for me. And from freshman year, I was so determined, and obvious, I'm a big numbers person. So for baseball, it was, all right, what's my batting average? Like, I had to know what that was going to be, and I wanted to make that as good as possible. For school, what is my GPA? So I was, those two things were the things that pushed me. And obviously you don't want to say, like, numbers push you for everything, but, like,
right. It's
funny because now TikTok has views and that's numbers too. So I love tracking that, and it's not everything, but, like, those three things, batting average, grades, and views, like, kind of push you to get to another level that you're – it's fun in games, obviously. It's all fun, and that's why I do it. But, like, the numbers help keep you motivated and determined.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad that you explained all of that. And I'd love to see, you know, with everything that you just said, what do you enjoy most about the work that you do?
Oh, my gosh. Probably the thing I enjoy most is that I was doing social media and posting videos – by myself for 2.5 years, 3 years. and now I'm on a baseball team where we're all doing it together. And it taught me the importance of, obviously, I was on a baseball team before. I played college baseball, high school baseball. I've been on teams my entire life. But there were 2 years there where I wasn't on a team. I was not part of a group. And now that I'm part of this group and we're bouncing ideas off each other every single morning, and I'll get text messages at midnight from one of my best friends, Ryan Cox, and DR Meadows, and all these guys that play with the Bananas that are like, hey, I have this idea, let's do this. So it's really cool to have that camaraderie where we're all doing it together.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. And we have some questions coming up that are going to be sponsored by our friends in the Office of Career and Professional Development. But I have my own personal question from my own experience as a student. So I didn't go to UHeart for undergrad, which I hate to admit on the podcast, but now I'm here for grad school. You had the opposite situation. You came here for undergrad and then you went to another university for your master's program. So I'm curious, what is your advice to students who attend a different school for their graduate studies than their undergraduate studies? And maybe they're struggling to, you know, get involved or connected on campus.
Yeah, I think the main thing for me, from an athlete's perspective, and I can talk on the student perspective, but like from an athlete, I was coming into this team and I didn't know anyone. And all these players had played together. And yeah, there were a couple other transfers that were on this Stetson team with me. But a lot of these guys had been together for 3+ years, 2+ years, and they knew the atmosphere and what everything was going to be like. And so even for a student coming in, you have all these groups of friends that are already like, and it's not all about the friends part and making friends. That's a huge part of it. Like, you want to find your group of people that push you to the next level. You can't do everything alone. So that's my, I guess my advice would be, put yourself in situations where you can meet new people and find that group, because that changes everything. When you're doing stuff alone, you don't know what other people's perspectives of different things are, and you're just going on your own route that you think is right. But I think that's a big thing. Just make friends, find people, and find groups, and those groups will lead you to doing different activities on campus and like finding that.
That's great. Thank you. So now we are going to lead into the question sponsored by our friends in the Office of Career and Professional Development. It's going to be a bit of a throwback to your days at UHeart. But what lessons did you learn in college, either in or outside of classes, that prepared you for your career?
Yeah, so like I said before, time management was huge. So for example, we would have, for a student athlete, it was a crazy schedule. We would wake up, sometimes we'd have 6 a.m. lift. And then just the first two things, 6 a.m. lift and 9 a.m. class. Okay. Those two things, thinking about that right now, about doing that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I did that. But then I had a 12 p.m. class and a 3 p.m. practice and a 7 p.m. class and then homework. So it's like, even just the first two things are overwhelming for me to think about right now. But yeah, it taught me like, hey, when you're put in a situation like that, do it to the best of your ability and figure out, when can you do homework? When are you going to flip the switch of, okay, I have class right now, but I need to flip the switch into baseball mode. And then I need to flip the switch out of baseball mode and go to class mode again. So it's just flipping switches and learning that time management of, when do I lock in for different parts of the day.
And that is such a huge skill to have, especially with such a back-to-back schedule and lifting, 6 in the morning.
Sometimes 6 in the morning, sometimes earlier. We would have to go to another sports dome to practice in the winter because we couldn't get on the field because it's Connecticut. And we would go drive 30 minutes. We'd wake up at 5:15 a.m. and start practice at 6 a.m. No, we would wake up earlier, like 5, and practice from 6 to like 8:30. And we would have 9:30 class. And it's just crazy.
I think you can tell I'm not an athlete. Oh my gosh, that's awful. I did softball for 2 seasons in elementary school. Like, I didn't have to do anything like that. Oh, that's craziness. I'd love to hear, how have your goals and expectations for your career changed since you were in college? Is there anything that you wish you would have known when you were a student?
Yeah, so I'd say life has gotten crazier. I didn't think I was going to be in a position where I'm doing things like playing for the Bananas and being on social media and doing a lot of interviews and being in front of the camera every single day. I didn't think that was going to be my life at all. So I would say the goals and expectations changed from like very small, minute things to now thinking widespread and long term of like, wow, okay, I have this social media following now. Do I turn this into a business? Do I turn this into merchandise? Do I turn this into, there are so many routes that I can go. When you're in college, when I was 19, the only route that I wanted was get drafted by a Major League Baseball team, play minor league baseball, and then hopefully play Major League Baseball. That was the only thing on my mind. And now it's all these different routes that I can take of like, how do I use these? I have 2 million followers now on social media. How do I like turn this possibly into a business one day? Not that I'm thinking about that. It's all about fun right now and I'm having fun.
Right,
but like,
right.
you got to think about the business side. I'm 26. Absolutely. I'm going to be 40 one day and maybe not posting TikToks. So I need to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the final big question that we have for you. And actually, Alex wrote this question.
Wow.
As well as the first question from our friends over in the Office of Career and Professional Development. And it's a good one. What do you say to the current college students who are afraid to say yes to opportunities that scare them?
Wow.
It's a tough one.
In college, I was definitely scared to take opportunities. And it's funny because reading at the top of this and just what you said before is like, I was a part of these organizations and I was part of Barney Leadership Council. And it was I didn't do a ton in that council because of baseball and everything, but it was the first time where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try something different that maybe no one on my team was doing. And that's the thing that changed everything, where everything I've done since freshman year of college is like, how do I do something different and unique that makes me stand out and stand apart? It's not necessarily like I'm doing better things. It's just doing more things. So Put yourself out there. And sometimes I'll be in situations where like it's hard to be in a group of people that you're not, like Barney Leadership Council, for example. Like I was around baseball players all day, 24/7. Baseball players are obviously different than, like, you have a different objectives and different personalities than people who don't play baseball. And it's just, that's how it is. So I went from the baseball side to the business side in the Barney Leadership Council, having meetings after practice and before. And I'm like, that really taught me how to maneuver in life now, doing different things. For example, like, I'm on a baseball team, but I'm also a social media influencer. So how do I balance those two things? And being at UHeart really started all of that. So
that's awesome. Well, thank you so much. Where can listeners learn more about you?
On TikTok and Instagram, they're both just my name, Jackson Olson. And that's where they can find me.
Awesome. Well, Jackson, thank you so much for making time in your schedule to come meet and be on the podcast. I so appreciate it. And getting to meet you, or the person that I see on my social media right in front of me. Like, that's pretty crazy.
Well, thank you for having me. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So thank you for tuning in to the Hawk to Hawk podcast. You can find us on all podcast streaming platforms and on the University of Hartford's website. For Jackson Olson, I'm Eden Fritz-Aguirre. We'll see you next time.